Well, you know, let's see now. You know, David, when we got together to do this, I didn't realize it, but it's been over 2 years ago that we started doing these things. And time is really going by us, David, I'll tell you.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Dale, I don't even buy green bananas anymore.
Green what? Oh, bananas, yeah. But you know, what I'd like to tell you about David, you know, now he's always writing songs or tunes, you know, and he said, now we're gonna have to write some stuff and to do on our shows, because we hadn't did a record or anything yet. But by the way, we did do a live record. Yes, we did.
We have some of the only copies in the universe here tonight.
Exactly.
If you don't have one, I mean, you think the show is okay, that the record's much better.
Oh, yeah, records are a lot better. But Portland, Maine, we did the live record, yep. And I tell you, we're selling like hotcakes, buddy. I'm telling you. In the last 2 years, we had to order, I don't know how many times we had to get shipments brought into his house and my, he's away on the West Coast and I'm in Nashville. We had it brought in there by the truckloads, man. We're going to do one of the new tunes, though. Tell me about this.
This is, you know, Del, of course, is one of the very best ever bluegrass rhythm guitar players. You know, to me, that's an underappreciated art form, really. You know, you talk about bluegrass and, you know, and of course there are a lot of young kids, I mean, what legions of them that are younger than us. So,
and
we bred a few ourselves, and there are all these young kids, and of course most of them want to be mandolin players. I understand that. Or banjo players, fiddle players, dobro players, lead guitar players. But hardly anybody wants to just play that good old solid bluegrass rhythm. So, you know.
It's really underappreciated.
Yeah. And of course, you know, with that solid rhythm, these architects of bluegrass rhythm guitar also came up with these really cool runs, you know, that connect the chords. You know, there's like Lester Flatt's famous G run, for example.
Hey,
what could be simpler, but in the right place, I mean, it's everything.
Of course, Lester did it better than I did.
Well, sure. But then there's the Jimmy Martin run. Not bad either. And of course, Red Smiley had a really cool D run, you know. I mean, come to think of it, all these guys had the runs. But anyhow, we have devised a little showcase for Dell's guitar playing here. It's called the G Run Blues. It's on our CD too.
It is. And it's better than I'm going to do it tonight.